Okay. It is August 7th. This is the Communication and Technology Committee meeting. It's 10 a.m., and we have Eric, Amelia, Andy, and myself, Linda Butler, here for this meeting. Okay, this is the call to order. Comments from the public?
I don't have any comments from the public.
Okay. Amelia, your update on website and social media?
It's the same. I figure we have about 12 to 1,500 people that look at our website monthly. Because I have 8,800 new users. So let's just say I got about 1,000 or so that are using.
Well, and that includes, as you often told us, the number of times that you get on, the number of times I get on, the rest of the board gets on, everybody gets on. Yeah.
Yeah. Which would be the active users, that 9,001. So New Year's, there's 8,800. So that's what, 300, through only 300 people.
Yeah.
That are new people. Because 8,800 new people didn't go and look at our website last
month. No. Okay. So we aren't worrying about that.
Yeah. And there'll be no new information on here that we haven't been talking about for 6 years. 37 friends from China, 9 from India, 7 from Canada, Singapore, 4 from Sweden, and 3 from Ireland. Looked at us this last month.
Okay. So is that it, huh?
So my favorite, though, is 1,800 people just clicked on that main page to get information.
Mm-hmm. That's so good to hear, actually.
Yeah.
I hope most of those people were Rancho Murrieta residents.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Or their families.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Board of Directors meeting, employment opportunities, naturally. The Improvements Committee meeting was of great interest last month. We want to know how to pay our bill. And then, interestingly, the communications and finance meetings.
All right.
Interest last month, too. And, of course, Boardman, Arizona is our number one place with 7,100 users. But Rancho Muriel only had 392 users. So that's probably a better representation of who's looking at our website. Facebook had some new information, though, for me. 1,600 views down from last month. And our top views this month were the two calendars for the committee meetings.
Okay.
And now those are on our website and on Facebook. There's more.
Well, I'm happy to hear that somebody's looking at the Facebook page, since everybody in the community seems to be so, not everybody, but a lot of people in the community are so directed to social media.
Yeah.
So our Facebook is
maybe
helping us a little bit?
No, the people still, now important stuff like the blue green algae,
mm-hmm.
which I had an initial post about, and then Beth put it on her.
And RMA put it on, too. Yeah.
Right? And then Beth put it on her page, and she put it on her next door page. And there were questions that came from her next door post. And so we were able to answer those questions, and she posted those back on next door for me.
Okay, that's great.
So I felt like we were able to communicate that information in a timely manner, answer mm-hmm. those questions that mm-hmm. people had, and get that information back out to the community. But interestingly, when I did that yesterday afternoon, this morning, nobody had any comments on that when I looked at the store. I'm like, okay, I guess you have all the information that you're looking for. Cool.
Yeah. Well, as the name describes us, the Communication Committee, there is a, we're going to look at this later, but it's always a constant struggle to try and figure out how we can get people to pay attention, because they have the questions and then they don't ask us. They make assumptions. And
they post it on Nextdoor. Well,
yeah. So anyways,
I'm not active on Nextdoor. If it wasn't for, you know,
yeah,
haphazardly getting and being interested, because I knew I had a hot
which was
blue green algae, right? I don't look at Nextdoor every day. I get a, you know,
I don't even have it.
Maybe once or twice a month I look at it, but I did look at it yesterday because I had a hot item and I wanted to
make sure it was out.
Answering questions, because we don't want to leave anybody in the dark wondering what's going on.
Yep, especially about an important situation like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Do you have a public comment?
Right, go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to mention that that was a good example of what to do. You know, people ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you put the question out there and the answer so that mm-hmm. it's available to everybody. That's what I'd like to see with Public Record Act requests. People make a request, you give them the documents. Why not give them to everybody? But you know, when people ask questions, answer to everybody. You know, I think that would be, I won't say a solution to a lot of problems, but a help in communicating.
Okay, thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Okay. Discussion item, pipeline, A, getting readers' attention. I think we just kind of touched on that, and maybe I keep thinking about what we could put in the pipeline that people would want to look at every month. Do we give them a Starbucks card if they send us a question, you know, that they found in the, or information that they found in the pipeline? Do we, I don't know. I don't know how else to get some sort of reaction from the information that we're putting in there, which answers a lot of questions. The information that we have in there answers a lot of questions.
And if I make a mistake, I mean, I'm not perfect. I haven't been here for 40 years. So if I make a mistake and residents call and let me know, then I get it corrected. But otherwise, a lot of times, I you know, I'm just going by the information
mm-hmm.
that I have.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody had experience? Eric, have you had any experience, or Andy, with making something a crossword puzzle? And I, you know, it would have to be related to Rancho Marietta. Something. And I mean, I remember years ago when I first came here and they first started doing a one-page, you know, newsletter. And sometimes it had really funny things in it. And so I would look forward to getting that little newsletter because it would be some kind of funny, interesting thing that happened here or whatever. I am struggling because there is so much good information in there. And people ask me questions. And I always say, I think that was in the pipeline. And so,
As
what
far as something
do?
Like a crossword puzzle mm-hmm. goes, there is software out there
that we could fill in.
Yeah, that is literally. I'm looking at something right now that is like there's a business version of it for $25 a month. I think it's as cheap as $2.42 a month.
Okay.
It's called crossword-compiler.com. We could certainly, and I'd be happy to. People tell me I'm pretty good with wordsmithing. I could probably do.
He so. Is.
I could probably do something like put something like a crossword puzzle or something.
And it would be related to. And it would be related to something. Some
target,
things that you.
We would target and make it very RMCSD or very Rancho Marietta centric. Something like that could be done.
But that was one of the things I suggested that people might look forward to it once a month. You know, the crossword puzzle really, and the question.
People love crossword puzzles.
Well, I could probably.
We could do that. Okay.
Should we say the questions and the answers, and then it fills in the.
Let's do that.
There's software. I was just mentioning there's some software out there, and I just pulled up one thing. I'm sure there's a lot more than just one. I'm sure we could find something. You know. That we do what we want.
Okay. We won't necessarily know if it's helping, but I don't know if there's a way to track that.
Well, for everybody who sends it, we have like a contest, the person who sends it in every month for 12 months.
Or 6 months. Yeah.
Or 6 months or something, right?
Okay, that'd be good. So you do the crossword puzzle and then you can send it in to... Oh, well. Send it in to us? I don't know about that.
I don't know. And then there's the space issue.
Okay.
There's the space issue.
Well, there's some things this, we can talk about that next under layout.
I'll do a little bit of research and I'll email the group with what I find.
Okay, thank you, Andy. And do we have a public comment on that?
Yes, ma'am. What's your cares?
I think it's a problem. I think the bottom problem is people just aren't interested. I know plenty of people that just throw it away. I know people that get the River Valley Times and just throw it away. Basically, they're not interested until something happens that affects them. It's unfortunate. I know Smud Bills. I guess there's some kind of newsletter in there. Mm-hmm. I just throw that away. I mean, I used to read it, but there's never anything in there that interests me. One thing I was thinking about was a regular column that... sort of an educational column, mm-hmm. you know, something that CSD is concerned with some kind of issue and just kind of basically explain it in easy to understand words. That's something Eric could do. I don't give you another job. But some people can make complex issues easy to understand.
Okay.
And if, I think perhaps if there was a regular item like that in there, maybe it would get people regularly looking at it. Although I think it's still the problem. People just aren't interested. I mean, they have full lives, they're working, they're coming home, they got the kids, they're not interested in reading something
yeah.
like that. So, I don't
yeah,
know.
Richard. Yeah. We've talked about, you know, the difference between our community 20 or 30 years ago
oh, yeah.
And now. And 20 or 30 years ago, a lot of things weren't happening quite the way they are now. We still had an infrastructure that was functional, and I mean, we do now, but we've got a lot of work to do there. I think that's a good idea. I think we're going to talk about ideas for layout information, and that might be something to add. Even if it was, I know we've got it on the website, but even if it was, for instance, what is the blue-green algae?
Mm,
what is
yeah.
it, you know? Why is it a problem, or is it really a problem, or, you know, some of those types of things? Is that what you're thinking about?
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah.
It, yeah.
Okay.
Or even more basic than that, just understanding what CSD does.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, some people think that RMA is Rancho.
I know, yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
He calls it every day.
We
yeah.
talk about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, we've talked about that.
And, you know, understanding what CSC does. It does the water. How does it do the water? All the water comes from the river, is stored
mm-hmm.
In the reservoirs. I mean, this basic information that, unfortunately, people just don't know. And it really causes, ultimately, a lot of, or can cause a lot of strife and things like that
angst.
Because they don't know.
Angst and anxiety.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so that was just my idea. I mean, the basic problem is how do you get them to be interested?
And one of the things I feel is, you know, it's not something we have a lot of control over. It's the instant society. You know, if
yeah.
I can't read it in 3 seconds or, you know, less than a minute, then I'm off to do something else.
Yeah.
I don't know how you fix that. But I think we have a small enough group and there are enough people who are interested that maybe if we make it an attractive or easy kind of thing, then we will be able to get more people involved in reading it.
And something like the Q&As on the mm-hmm. blue-green algae or whatever
mm-hmm.
it was. How do people know about that? If they come to the CSD website and they look around, they'll see it. But
right.
maybe somebody ought to take the initiative and announce that on Nextdoor or one of these other stuff.
Yeah.
yeah. Because I'm sure that's something people would be interested in. But again,
yeah.
how do you do it?
I mean,
That I did do.
Oh,
it's
all
on Next Door. The questions and answers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I did see that.
The questions that were asked yesterday were answered late afternoon right before I left yesterday.
Yeah.
And we put up the test results and then a kind of a pamphlet on the different levels of algae and the complications.
Okay.
Where was I going with this? Oh, so there's no question in my mind that social media, people who do social media, which is quite a few, a lot, actually, will get their information that way. But if we also have it in the pipeline and it's appealing to, you know, the residents who want to read about something instead of, you know, going online, I think maybe we'll be hitting some more people.
Okay.
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 So let's put that into the ideas for layout and information. One of the things that I'm coming to terms with is that the pipeline should have some stuff that's consistent, but there's going to be, it's not going to be static. It's going to be something that when we come up with ideas or when we're looking at it from one or two different perspectives, that we say, okay, we've been doing this for a while, and this is, you know, nobody ever asks about it, nobody ever, you know, says anything about it. I want to figure out a way, Amelia, I know it's a pain in the neck for you, is to give all that stuff from the meetings, you know, the issues that, I mean, it's one line, but it takes up a half a page usually.
Or more.
Yeah.
Always a half a page.
So I want to look at that with you and see if we can come up with information on action items and not, you know, have to go through a lot of the other stuff. Just basically looking at what we're doing now and coming up with, like, some of the changes that we want to make and where can we find the room and that kind of stuff. Is that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have any ideas for the layout information, Andy? How about you?
We are limited to that form factor, right, in terms of what the current pipeline size and all that, or could we?
I could add another two pages.
Yeah.
If you want to.
I mean, if space is a problem, and if we want to start adding additional
content.
types of content,
yeah,
we could add another page to it.
I hesitate to do that because
it's something that I'm hitting really hard right now.
Well, cost certainly, but if they aren't absorbing 4 pages, are they going to look at 6 pages? And so I think we might be better off figuring out some ways we can make adjustments and find a little bit more room and, you know, that kind of thing, at least for now. Thanks. I thought of that and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, we can't hardly get them to read the 4 pages. So,
okay.
Eric?
I agree.
Okay. So, Amelia, I'll work with you on that.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Okay. And I know that you're busy, so I'm going to let you pick the time.
I'm never too busy for you.
Okay. Moving right along, we're going to go to the good news. That was another thing that we put in the pipeline, and we've come up with a few things that have happened in the community that have been good news, and we'll continue to monitor those and do work on that. But here's a place where I was wondering if we couldn't put in, the positive of what's happening with the audits.
Set a special finance committee meeting where the auditor will be here. It is the 19th, which is a Tuesday, 3 p.m.
Okay.
It's the day before the board meeting.
Right.
But then the finance committee can look at the draft 21-22 audit, and it'll be presented the next evening to the entire board.
To the board.
So
that's something where you could say the good news is the auditors are coming.
Right.
Okay.
And by the time it comes out,
They will have been here, maybe.
They will have already been here, totally.
Okay.
Because I don't have it done until the 25th, and right?
Yeah.
The meeting's on the 20th. And so...
So you could possibly have...
Fingers crossed,
right.
The good news is going to be the audit was approved by the
right.
board.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so let's start looking at doing that, okay? Like
yeah.
The audits.
It's going to be more than a line in the good news, though. It's going to be the front page.
Oh, okay. Well, put it in the good news, too.
Okay. Because that's pretty big news.
Oh, it is big news, yeah. HR was hired. And so, just a sentence, you know. The board approved hiring such and such a company for HR. The Integrated Water Master Plan work group reporting, again.
And then for that, I'm sure that I will post that on the website so I can link everybody back to the actual document on the
yeah,
website.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's probably going to be a front page article, too.
Yeah, no, that,
right?
That's fine.
Because those
that's
are the
fine.
Big things that are happening here.
Well, and that's why I was... thinking of directing at least a little bit about it to the good news, because everything that we get accomplished is good news.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Is solving a problem, hopefully.
Right. Amelia made the coffee this morning. That's good news.
Is there anything else anybody can think of that's good news that we want to add to this or put in this month? I don't have anything at this point. There
well, by then I'll be able to say the blue-green algae's been cleared out.
There you go. Good news. Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is let's expand it a little from, we got through the 4th of July without incident. That is good news, but some of the stuff that we've been working on, some of these issues that we've been working on for a while are starting to come to fruition. So let's let people know that. We've got good news. Okay. Update on the CIP project.
All right. So I want to caution this. This is really done based off of loose financial data, we'll say.
Okay.
And so Grand Lees is complete. The safety improvements were done. That's complete. The Integrated Water Master Plan, I doubt that number is accurate because I know that they did the complete amount that was contracted for that. I would still say that the project is not 100% complete because
right.
we have some work to do with another entity when we close
right.
out this contract.
Right.
But this
we,
is,
I think we're planning or going to put into this process a closure on Mattis's report. Integrated Water Master Plan.
Adkins
but we will
report, yes.
we'll take the section out of that, and we're going to move that to WSC, the section with options.
Yeah, I think that's the goal or the plan,
okay.
because we're not in contract with WSC, and we're still under contract with Adkins. I have
yeah,
to work
that's
with...
that's got to switch.
Yeah, well, I have to work with the council to get a 30-day cease because
okay.
they're just not being respondent. To our request to cease the contract, so that'll
Mattis,
be forthcoming.
Is it?
It's not Mattis; it's Adkins. Adkins is the primary.
Yes, I.
They're the one who has the contract. Mattis was under Adkins; they
yes.
were paid through it.
That was also interesting.
So, also the Rio Oso improvement study that is 100% complete. They are currently working on the newer portion, which is adding a throttling valve in. That's ongoing. We have the design portion, and we'll start working on construction and. Electrical and then also automating it and that's going to be done this year under the capital improvement for this year. So this basically almost is the closeout of last year's capital improvement.
Okay, that's good.
Plant 2, the filter rehab, that's 100% complete. The SCADA server replacement, that is probably about 65-70% complete. They
okay.
are coming out, I believe, this week or next week to actually do a lot of the work and start the physical portion of it. They do it off-site and then they bring it on-site. They'll be switching all of the electrical equipment this next week. The CMMS, that is basically 100%.
Hang on 1 second, okay. The difference between the server in SCADA, the 252 and the 174, is because it's not complete yet?
Yeah,
okay.
correct. And also understand loose financial data, meaning when I ask, you can't ask finance to give you this data. on a short notice.
Oh, yeah, right.
The current way that they were doing it prior was using two different numbers, and so a lot of it was getting put in as a fixed asset and not as a separate CIP, which is probably the better way of doing it. And so that'll change in the future. These numbers come from basically the invoices that I see or track. Mm-hmm. So trust me, they're not, I can promise you. So if we look at the lift station rehab and backup power project, we've spent a lot more than $57,000 in that.
Okay.
And so you just can't get really good data back from it until this next year.
But just knowing that what we've budgeted for is not the until the project's complete,
right.
We won't have the final. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're even then it's hard to do because it depends on how they bill you. Some of it you have to pull out.
Right.
Some of the billing is a little easier to see. So if you look at like the hypochlorite conversion project, that's easy to see because the contractor bills us and shows a total that they billed going.
Okay.
That's a little easier where others don't. And it's usually if I see it, that's where these numbers actually come from. We don't actually go into Great Plains or finance and have them pull them because it's easier if it's just on the invoice. So that's why that's why the lift station one is so hard because I wasn't here for most of the year. Mm-hmm. And there were various projects. So to pull it back out is nearly impossible.
Right.
So we
but when the project's completed, which is wonderful to see 100% on a few of these, what we will have in terms of total, it won't be total current cost, it will be total of the finished cost that you'll be giving us. So
the current cost is the finished cost.
Finished cost, okay.
Yeah. If it's 100%,
it's 100%,
finished.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And that's not always accurate, because like I said, the Integrated Water Master Plan, I know that they spent all that, $25,000. It just hasn't been updated.
Okay.
And so we're down to CMMS. That we've already paid that portion. That is 100% complete. It's not yet functional and up and operating, but it has been. They've been loading it in and working on it over time, but the budget has already been spent on it.
Okay.
And there isn't additional cost going towards it. The water condition assessment, I believe that was part of the Lumos report, and I think that money has been spent and we're still working with them.
Oh, okay.
We're waiting on the audits, and when the audits come in, that would give us the rate study portion, which this money is tied to.
Okay.
So the money may be or may not be spent, but it's still at 0% because they're waiting for documents to start that portion of it. Same with the wastewater, so I won't cover the wastewater condition assessment because same thing, they're tied together. The lift station rehab, we've already talked about that. There was quite a few sites that were updated this last year and underneath that, so a lot of that isn't shown or reflected in this because it's various sites that were done, and it's hard to pull that data back out just because it's so spread through there. The hypochlorite conversion.
Wait, 1 second. Sorry. I'm not sure I'm grasping that, though. So there's going to be a lot more projects within the lift station rehab because we budgeted $475,000. Is that just because we haven't gotten there yet? Or?
No. So what I'm saying is that you cannot pull the financial data from it because you have multiple sites that were done. And it isn't done under one. So if you do, let's say, Greens Lift Station, and you went to look for the data and see financially how much was spent on Greens Lift Station, it's all mixed up in the 7900 fund, so you can't pull out accurate data because it wasn't done as like a one-site project where all of the billing came in for one site. And so there were multiple projects that were done under that. So that value is, that's what I'm telling you, you can't trust some of the values that you're seeing, nor the completion done, because this is only looking at the value to drive the completion done. So that the lift station rehab and backup power project, there is one that is still left to go. I believe it's actually Greens is the one that's left to go. We moved that because we didn't want to interfere with the play at the golf course. That'll be done this year. But looking at the money side of it, there was a lot more money spent than $57,000. That's not an accurate number.
So is there a way to get...
No. I'm saying this as nicely as I can tell you.
Okay.
No.
There's not a way to get an accurate number.
Yes, so I've asked, and the problem is maybe when it comes out during the audit, when they do this year's audit and get to it, we may get a closer number, but there were so many onesie-twosies done that it's very hard to look at them and put them in a project aspect and understand how that was done. It just, it was very spread out and kind of chaotic instead of being billed to a true CIP account and then you could see it. It's billed into what's a fixed asset account. And so it gets mixed in with all kinds of fixed assets from sewer. And so it makes it really hard to see.
So will Cecilia be able to help us?
You'd have to ask that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Question for her.
So it's a accounting question.
Yes, and this next year, so I want to say that it's not important for this year. Let's say that this year isn't the best data year, and next year it'll be improved. Meaning, going forward, there's a different way to track these, and it'll be a lot better reporting wise. And the numbers would come from finance, whereas now they're coming from invoices that I see and sign off on.
Yeah.
And so for that year, you're basically only seeing what was done from November until June.
Okay.
And so the hypochlorite conversion project, it's listed about 100% done. Financially, it's at that. They're basically putting on the finishing touches, so they are still doing work behind us. Currently, they're putting up the canopy structure.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the roof, if you want to think of it as that. And I think that's all they have left to do other than the punch list.
And that's both parts of the conversion? There were two things listed under hypochlorite.
There's only one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only one project. There's a water one that's set to go, but that'll be not this fiscal year. It'll actually be 26-27. That would be the second project. But this was done as one phase. There was design and then construction, but the number that's up there is construction, not including design.
Yeah.
Design was in previous years. And then the
I see. Okay. That was probably what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Because there were two things listed that... And design was done last year, and we're finished with that.
Yeah, I think design might have been almost 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
And so same thing with the wastewater.
But this is both of them, right?
No. This is construction only.
This is just the hypochlorite. Okay. Well. Okie doke, sorry.
No, it's okay. Wastewater CMMS is same as the water. It's basically complete. We've purchased the software. The company is loading it. It'll take a little bit longer because they have to basically build in a parent-child relationship for the whole entire treatment plant. That takes quite a bit because it can't be done by GIS. It actually has to be loaded in usually by spreadsheets, and so that'll be forthcoming. The part of wastewater CMMS that is complete is what would be out in utilities. So any of the GIS equipment, any of the pipes, stuff like that, it's already in the system. They would be able to do service requests through that.
Okay.
And that's basically it.
Thank you. That's great. This is going to be in the report, your report for the board. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate this. This is really helpful for me in terms of keeping track of things. I appreciate you doing this. This is great. Okay. The last item, number 6, discussion item, living in harmony in our community. So, part of this has been brought to my immediate attention because of things that we're going through with security. But also, over the years that I've been here doing this Communications Committee. I'm just trying to find where I wrote this down. We've experienced an increase of incidents, an increase of questioning from a viewpoint of what security does, and in general, this is my observation, so you can blame me for it. In general, a sense of dissatisfaction, unhappiness. You know, we talk about our community in such glowing terms most of the time, but I feel an undercurrent, and sometimes not so much of an undercurrent as dissatisfaction. And I don't know that the communications committee can fix all of that, but I feel like we have to start asking ourselves the question, what kind of a community do we want to have? And from past surveys, RMA surveys, times when we've asked that question, the first thing that comes up is that people move here and want to have security. So that's one thing. The second thing is a little bit more obscure, but people want a peaceful and calm community to live in. And then the third thing comes down to activities. You know, they want to have certain activities or the ability to have certain activities. So keeping that in mind, one of the things that I also, and I'm sure that most of us have had these experiences, everything is at a hyper level, super reaction. Everybody's, you know, reacting to everything. And not just in here, you know, in the world, the country, whatever, but my two phrases is, let's turn down the temperature. And the second one is, where are you going that you need to be there so fast?
Thank you.
And that can be applied to our speed limits and stop sign problems, but it's also a mental process. So everything has to be done fast. Everything has to be, everything is in a hurry. And right now in CSD, we're going through a phase where we really don't and shouldn't rush. We really need to take time and fix some of this, or if not all of this, lack of I don't know if I would call it organization, but just process. You know, we have so many things to fix. And so anyways, those are my two little comments about the community at large. You know, what do we want, and how can we turn down this temperature, and how can we I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought. What did I just say? Turn down the temperature and...
why don't we have to be there so fast?
Oh, why is everything in such a hurry? Why are we in such a hurry? So what I would like to do, and I don't know, this is not a simple thing or something that is going to happen right away. We have to take it apart. We have to kind of look at it. But what I'd like to do is start getting out all kinds of information and you and I, Amelia, have tried a little bit of this in the past when we were tackling golf carts. And so the underlying thing that I and that's sometimes not so underlying, sometimes it's really pretty apparent, there are people who feel that because they live behind a gate that they don't have rules and there aren't laws, and that really affects how they act and how they treat their fellow community members.
You just had a really good example of some very bad behavior directed toward one of our gate officers by a resident.
Yeah.
And then she felt obligated to complain about the gate officer and to continue to complain about the gate officer. And
right.
So.
And the gate officer was completely in the right.
Yeah.
And handled it appropriately.
Yeah.
She's
not, you know,
she's not satisfied.
She's not going to be, come hell or high water, she's not going to be satisfied. She's going to make an issue.
And this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Everything's extreme. Everything is...
Everything's the end of the world.
Yeah. And so... In an attempt to try and help the community understand that they are not going to get a secure, calm, peaceful community unless they participate in that. And so it's not just CSD's responsibility. It's not just RMA's responsibility. I feel the community has done a lot of work to try and get people to understand, but we somehow are not getting through to people. We live in a gated community. Like I said, it doesn't mean that there aren't any rules. And so one of the things that we're doing with security is we're, and with RMA, we have a copy of the most updated RMA non-architectural rules. We have, from what I understand from Brandon, we have pretty much completed the upgrading of the manual. And so I'd like to see a list of the top 10 or 12 seriously important rules that you need to know about when you move here and when you live here. And so we would gather that information from the non-architectural list of CCNRs from RMA. And we would make that available to all of our gate people and our patrol people. It's a down and dirty, simple version, but it's I would like to see it in a lot of different places. I'd like to see if we can get RMA to make sure that that list is readily available to members of the community. I'd like to make sure that we have published it in the website, on the Facebook page, you know, where. And we have to make sure that we've got it right, but that would be the starting point. If I can if we can start somewhere, focusing on misunderstandings or miscommunication about what it takes to live in this community. And some of it is what it takes to live in any community, but specifically here. So that's a little complex, but it's also, I think, something that we can try to help people understand. And living, if we all are at least attempting to live by the rules, that we are going to have a more peaceful, more calm community. Some of this is philosophical, but there are activities and actions that we can take to try and get this message to our community. The other thing that, like I said, Amelia and I have attempted to address was the golf cart situation. So there's state laws from the DMV. And it applies if you live in a gated community.
The overarching state of California laws.
Right, right.
That we're not immune to.
Right, and I think that that's another thing that we need to make apparent, and we can use examples like you can't drive a golf cart when you're 9 years old, particularly not when you're alone, but you can't, period. And so, you know, that statement seems to need to be made on a regular basis.
Okay.
What is the actual guideline on a
16
golf cart?
Years like old
a,
and
with a driver's license.
With a driver's license.
Yeah.
16 with a driver's license. You can like you can get a permit, but you have to ride with your parent or somebody
like who's
like
over 25.
Just like a like a car. Yeah. It's just like a car.
Just like a car.
Yeah. So.
How's my kid going to go over to the Bel Air and get me a pack of cigarettes, Linda?
I don't know. It's going to be a problem. The other thing I would love to see us do is, as we talked about it earlier, get a refrigerator magnet or something that we give out to the community, to the residents, and have four or five different phone numbers on them. CSD phone number, HOA phone number, I mean RMA phone number.
The
code number. Yeah, put the website on there. The red code
The code red, the emergency
code red, emergency. Oh, God, there's others, a few others. Security gate, you know, when you can't get security, call the South Gate and give them that number.
And maybe on that magnet we could have CSD, water, sewer,
yes,
drainage,
exactly,
trash.
Exactly,
yeah. RMA, streets, trees, common area maintenance.
You guys are getting to the point where it's going to be a really big magnet.
One big magnet.
Right. Well, you know where I'm going
tiny
with this.
Font.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And none of our older folks will be able to read.
No. It will be maybe 1x2, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But
3x2.
Yeah.
1x2. No, it's going to be.
It'll be bigger than that?
I think it'll, with all the information you guys are talking about, I think.
And maybe that's too much, but it's...
Well, I really think the...
In 15 minutes.
I really think that having the different departments with the numbers listed, column, you know, is really going to be helpful.
Right, right. So, because, frankly, there are still a lot of people who really don't know... distinguish between RMA and CSD.
More than you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of our security issues are being worked on now. We have a security meeting after this one, and I think that it will be pretty satisfactory to get this security situation so that it's not such a dichotomy between what the community understands and what the relevance and the reality is. I want to do something in terms of talking about the treatment of security personnel and compliance officers in RMA. That has to be a topic that gets pointed out as often as we possibly can and in as many ways as we possibly can, because it is, for some people in here, it is out of control. They are out of control, and the way that our security officers and patrol officers and the compliance officers from RMA are talked at, you know, is very disappointing, to say the least. So let's... figure out how we can start doing some of these things. Anybody else have some ideas? One of the things in terms of maybe helping us with getting information to people is, you know, when you buy a house here, you get a big packet of CCNRs. And I don't know how often they are updated. I know there is a recent update from March of 2024. But if we can call that down, like I suggested earlier, and ask, I don't know if, I don't even know if this is appropriate, but ask our real estate agents to, you know, distribute that or to, you know, make sure that some of these things are brought to people's attention when they buy the house or when they sell their house.
Instead of giving them a big stack of seminars, can we
They will get the big stack, but...
A summarized or nice pamphlet of the bullet points.
There you go. A pamphlet. I like that idea. Okay.
I know that when I started CSD, one of the functions of the front desk was to... prepare a packet for all new residents.
Mm-hmm.
So I
right,
will dig
right.
that out and find out exactly what was in it.
Okay.
And if that's not being done currently, which I bet it's not, go back to that and I'll bring you those documents to review to make sure that they're current and that they're relevant, that they're the message we want to send out.
Okay. This is going to take some more work. And I'm certainly open to any suggestions that we might have. And so from the community or from other board members, et cetera. So I hope we can get this information.
This is still the communication meeting.
Oh.
Security starts at 11.
Okay.
It's going to be exciting.
I think I'm going. I'm leaving. I can't make that security meeting. Sorry. I will be there, of course. And actually, I think Bill will be here, too.
Yeah, he had something before the meeting started, so I think he has plenty of time, though, to get here.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got that all down, right, Amelia?
What's that? Say it again.
We've got that all down. What we're going to start working on.
Yep, I have notes on everything.
Okay. And you're going to have to keep me on track because I'm...
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And again, I think that one of the most two things. One is, you know, if we want a secure, calm, and peaceful community, we have to participate in that. We have to act that way. Turn down the temperature is basically it. And then the other thing is, where are we going that we need to go so fast? And that's not just traffic-wise. That's in general. Calm your mind down. So I hope we can pull some of this together, get the community, working on some of this, understanding some of the things that seem to be confusing, and we're going to talk about some of that in the security committee meeting. What's our...
I do have a public comment. Richard Gears.
A few comments. First of all, some people are jerks, and I don't know if you're having if you're going to have any luck dealing with them. But another comment. I think most DMV laws do not apply here. They simply do not apply for streets that are privately owned and privately maintained. Yes.
Well, speed
driving
limits.
Under the influence is one of them that applies.
No matter every, what.
But speeding on a privately owned
no,
and privately
No, I understand
owned,
that. Yeah. Those are our rules, CC&Rs.
Yeah,
but
right.
There are driving rules, such as the ones that apply to carts, that also apply in Rancho Marietta.
Okay, maybe I could be wrong.
I think we found that when we were looking
we
back
did,
at those
yeah,
car rules.
We researched
okay.
that, yeah.
But my main point is, I think in the past, I think one of the main causes of consternation around here was the previous board. We had the three amigos elected. They were a majority on the board. And meeting after meeting after meeting, they discussed absolutely nothing. They were rubber stamps for each other. And that is the opposite thing that we needed. I look back when Mark Martin was general manager. What he did was excellent. When there was an issue that came up, he'd write a memo. He'd identify the facts. He'd identify the issues. He'd identify the alternatives. And he'd discuss them and come up with the best solution. And if you had any problem with the facts, you could point here and say, this fact is wrong. Here are additional facts. If the alternatives, if there was an alternative that he didn't list, you could point that out. And his evaluation of the alternatives, if you disagreed, you could talk about it. But, you know, a lot of times the approach to solving problems is, well, I know what the solution is, and here's the facts that support it. And ignoring anything else, ignoring other options. And, you know, back when the previous board, there's nothing you could say, nothing you could do. They did some pretty major things in terms of rate hikes. You couldn't do or say anything. I mean, maybe it was appropriate. Maybe if they had taken the right approach, it would have worked. But it didn't. And, you know, and I think a lot of it just comes back to communication, being open, honest, communicating, you know, not coming in with your agenda and you're going to, that's what you're going to do. So, and I think before that board of directors, things were a lot better. And it went down very quickly after that. You know, with the integrated water master plan, there was, you know, the question that should have been asked is, how much water do we have and how many can we conserve? But the approach was taken, okay, we're going to serve everybody, how do we do it? And we're going to I won't say lie, but stretch the facts to justify it. So, like I say, I think this previous board was a major cause of a lot of in this community.
Discontent.
Yeah.
Discontent.
So, I think, you know,
thank
communication.
You, Richard, I'm just going to make a couple of comments, and one is that each of those items, you know, that you brought to our attention are definitely things that we are striving to make sense out of. I don't know how else to put it. And what I'm talking about is a little bit maybe a first step to help get people there, and that is drawing attention to what the community needs to participate in and what without finger pointing all the time at CSD, trying to get the community to become aware of what their responsibilities are. So it's not that we are going to do one before the other or any of that, but this is where I was going with this suggestion, this is what I hope we can get started on.
Maybe we can put meditations in the pipeline.
Maybe we could. Maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
Right.
Count to 10.
Yeah. For those of you who weren't here, you can, or who are here for the security meeting, you can listen to the rest of this meeting if you're interested on the audio. Probably be up tomorrow.
Oh, this afternoon.
Oh.
For
well,
sure.
There you go. Okay.
Well, I say that, but I don't know what emails I'm getting right now that are going to draw me away.
Okay. Any other director or staff comments? No. Sorry, you weren't.
I'm early.
I did give you the information the communication stuff. In case anybody doesn't know, this is Bill Gere. He's our newest board member.
I would like to make one comment. It's Mr. Gears, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just walked in. I'm early, not late. And I heard you saying that communication's awful. And you're absolutely right. And I think that, you know, whether it's the website or if we start our own Facebook page, we need to do a much better job of communicating with the whole community. Because I know that the only way I learned anything before I was on the board, you got to show up. And there needs to be something in between where you can find something that's somewhat official, where people, you know, say, hey, here's what's going on, here are the choices. And I think we're going to talk about some of that today with security, but it needs to be much, much better, because otherwise you get people who are ranting and raving over here and people who know it all, but they're not right. And, you know, and everybody says, oh, the board members can't, they've been told not to communicate on Facebook. Well, that's not true. I don't know what anybody said in the past, but there's no legal reason why a board member should not talk to people openly and communicate. Now, certainly there's going to be people who want to send you a 20-page paper about, you know, dogs pooping at Stonehouse Park, and you're probably not going to read that, but we need to do much better.
And I just wanted to point out that Mr. Gere is
new.
He is speaking not as a board member, even though you're sitting there, but you're just speaking as a regular resident. So we're not having a Brown Act violation.
It's not a Brown Act violation.
Mm-hmm. If the only reason that you're allowed to speak at this committee is because I only have one committee member. I only have one member on this committee.
Me.
If I had two members, like in security, if one of the other board members came to the security meeting, they wouldn't be allowed to even comment, even as a resident.
They wouldn't allowed to be here unless it was public noticed and made as a meeting. If there's three board members, there's.
Well, they can sit and observe the meeting, but they can't participate.
It's true.
I know it's true.
But it's just the two of us.
So you're able to comment, but I understand it's as a resident. Oh, it's a board member. Okay.
I can comment as a board member because we can't vote on anything.
Nope.
And that's kind of the litmus test, is can you vote on things? That's one of probably the primary one.
Okay.
Just.
Will you come to the microphone so I can record you, Bill? Richard?
The issue with board members that aren't part of the committee, speaking at the committee, if there are a third board member there, that becomes an
a quorum
for the
right.
board itself,
correct.
Which it, that becomes a meeting of the board which has not been
absolutely
notified.
So, yeah, so it has to be 72-hour public noticed.
Yeah, with yeah. today, with the two of you, it's not a quorum of the board.
Right.
Okay.
Believe me, there are many committee meetings that I come to that I can't talk at. That drives me crazy. But I just wanted to make a couple of other comments. Earlier in the communications committee discussions, we talked about the website and social media and how we get information to the community. And we have the pipeline, and we have a website. And we have a Facebook page, and we have another one. What's the other one? No.
No. I don't have a presence on.
Okay. Pipeline, website, and a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And we use all of them. We use all of them to try and social media. We don't use social media per se, but. And that whole concept of discussing things with everybody in the community on Nextdoor or
that Nextdoor,
other social media sites.
Is that Nextdoor something that needs to be addressed? Do we need a presence on there?
No, I don't even know if we could have a presence on there. But
if it weren't I'm for not that, reposting my information, it wouldn't make it out to the.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
A really roundabout way of doing that.
At least it's getting there.
Thank you so much.
We don't engage in back and forth, the board, in back and forth communication with the community through social media. And that's just a smart thing to do. We can't do constant back and forth comments. Come to the meeting. Bring your issue. Read the web. Read the pipeline. Go to the website. it's unproductive. Let me just put it that way. It's unproductive, and I don't anticipate that we're. I mean, you can do it. I don't think there's a Brown Act rule against it or anything like that. Amelia, help me
it's
with that one.
It's recommended.
Yeah, it's recommended that we not do that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, see, I disagree with that. I mean, I understand the slippery slope that you're on, is that there are some people who just want to grab onto it like a dog with a bone and never let it go, but you have to at least, you know, maybe in the preamble say, look, I'll answer your question, but I'm not going to debate you ad nauseum.
Right.
Because that's really what it comes down to, is, you know, people saying, you know, crazy stuff, and if you don't address it, then you become complicit.
We could be.
Yeah. And you don't get your side of the story out.
Well,
yeah.
We do get our side of the story out. We just don't do it on social media. And I don't see that changing. Like I said, it is recommended that we not do that. I don't know what else to say about it. It's
okay.
Not a good idea. And we do appreciate you, Beth. Thank you for taking the time for posting things.
Mm-hmm.
And there is discussion.
Beth, my new best friend, by the way, over the last 48
hours. So we do use social media. We just don't engage in back and forth conversation.
Yeah.
So, are we done?
Oh, as soon as you adjourn.
Just going to say that we've gone over a lot of this stuff, and I'd be happy to. We'll sit down and talk about it afterwards because
you're talking about communication.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a static thing. We are constantly searching for ways to get the community interested. We came up with some ideas today about the pipeline and that it's not static. It's a moving target, trying to get people involved and interested. And yes, you're going to have to read, and you're going to have to take longer than a minute to digest some of the things that that we're dealing with on a daily basis. We talked today for a long time about some of the things that we're going to do and some of the information we're going to try to continue to get out. And my thing at this point in this meeting, in this communication situation, is to try and help the community understand that they have a role in this. And so that's our plan. Okay, thank you. It's 11:06. If there's nothing else from directors or staff, we're going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you. Yeah.